Welcome to another episode of Living La Vida, the life of a sickle cell warrior. If you listen to my first podcast named The New Normal, then you've got the beginning of me finding out that I had sickle cell disease. Sometimes you may hear me say sickle cell anemia, and anemia is a part of the disease, is one of the symptoms. So I wanted to come back and just kind of share a little bit more. When I found out I had sickle cell, I was 18 years old. So I want to go ahead and reveal now my age. I am 46 years old. I take that back. I am 46 years young. I have surpassed the age of 25, where I thought I would not be living anymore because I had sickle cell. But because of new medicine and things that the doctors have come up with, life for sickle cell patients have been extended. I actually have met, not in person, but in one of my sickle cell groups, a lady that was 70 years old. That is 70 years old. She's still alive. So she too has surpassed the age of 25. So what I wanted to come back and share with now is some of the symptoms of sickle cell. And some of those symptoms are trouble breathing, dizziness, lightheadedness. Sometimes you can have a rapid heart rate, a fast rate of your heart, fatigue, irritability, and one of the main symptoms is pain. We call them pain crisis, and pain can be so unpredictable. It's one of the most things about sickle cell that is, it can come up at any time. It can happen at any time. You can be feeling good one day, and the next you can be in so much pain. And sometimes in the same day, you can be feeling great, and in the next hour, the next few hours, or the next minute, you can be in excruciating pain. And the pain can be so bad that you just want to die. Literally, you want to die. So, you know, you have the pain, the anemia part comes in, you know, I feel tired, and it's because the body is not getting enough oxygen through the blood cells. The other things that symptoms is getting a lot of infections, colds, pneumonia, sinus infections. Immune system can be very weak and compromised, so I have to be very careful about who I'm around, make sure I'm washing my hands, make sure if people are sneezing, coughing, that I try not to be around them so I don't get sick. Another symptom of sickle cell is acute chest syndrome. Acute chest syndrome is where you have a lot of pain in your chest, coughing and difficulty breathing and fever. You can have vision loss, leg ulcers, you can even have stroke. And DVT, which is a deep vein thrombosis. And PE, which is pulmonary embolism, which I can end up having a blood clot in my legs or my lungs. And of course, in some cases, you know, it's a serious illness, and in some cases it can cause death. It can cause damage to organs like my liver, my heart, kidneys, tissues, and bones in my body. You know, I can even have gallstones. I actually had gallstones. I had to get my gallstone removed as well as my bladder. So with pretty much everything that I've dealt with symptoms, I've had it. Only thing that I have not had to deal with is the leg ulcers, and I pray that I never do, because I know people that deal with it, and it's not a pretty sight. It's not a comfortable thing. People ask me, what does the pain feel like? And the only way that I can describe it is, and I would always say, it's like having a toothache. The worst toothache. And you know, a toothache is like, you just want to die. So I say, take that toothache, amplify it about 100 times, and place it anywhere in your body. Your hands, your back, your legs, your feet, anywhere in your body, your stomach, your chest. And that's how it feels. It's a pain that I wouldn't wish on anyone. My worst enemy, if I had an enemy. I may have some, but at least I don't know about them. But I wouldn't wish it on them. But the pain is very excruciating. So, pain you can't see, but I can feel it. Every day that you see me, you can tell that I may not be feeling my best. You may can see it in my eyes. My eyes may look weak and sometimes yellow because of the jaundice that is set in my body because of the sickling in my body is causing the jaundice to set in. So living with sickle cell, the pain is very excruciating. And like I said, I definitely wouldn't want to wish it on anyone at all. I've had the acute chest syndrome several times. I've only had to have 2 blood transfusions in my life. And I'll talk about the blood transfusion later. I guess I can go ahead and say it now. I felt embarrassed that I would have to get blood. I didn't want people to see me getting blood. And I will go on a little bit more details about my first blood transfusion later, because there's a little bit more that I want to say about it. But I did want to share the symptoms of sickle cell disease. So even though you see a beautiful exterior, the inside of my body is so ugly at times with pain. Sometimes it's hard to hide it, but I do. So those are the symptoms of sickle cell disease. This is another episode of Living La Vida. Stay tuned. There'll be much more. Hey, I wanted to come back real quick and just kind of clean up something to make sure it was clear or bring some clarity. When I was talking about the gallstones and I said I had to have my bladder removed, I did not mean my actual bladder, but my gallbladder. So I wanted to clean that up a little bit.